First of all, I'd like to hear about how your family came to El Paso.
Well, my mother came here from Baylor Unit. She had finished her degree, unusual for a woman at that time. And I think this was in about 1915, she came to teach school. And my father came about the same time from northern Louisiana. And he was a chemist, and he came to join the biggest industry in El Paso at that time, which was the smelter.
Mm.
And then he died very young, when he was only 38.
Mm-hmm.
In 1930, he died. And that's how my mother came from Central Texas, around Waco.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's how they got here. They met at a dance, I think, at the old Del Norte Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
El Paso Del Norte.
Can you tell me a little bit about your education growing up in El Paso?
Well, I went to grade school at Rusk, out in what was then the Northeast. Now I guess it's kind of central El Paso. And then I went to Austin High.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to the College of Mines, which later became the University of Texas at El Paso. And then I went to the University of Michigan and got a master's degree in English. And then I married. It was the war. And then I came back to El Paso when my husband went overseas. And when he returned in end of 1945, we went to Seattle, Washington, where he had been born. And he finished up his master's degree at the University of Washington. And I taught English at the University of Washington as a sort of teaching fellow, you know. And then, through my mother, he got a job in El Paso. And we came to El Paso, and I lost a baby.
Mm.
And I was so devastated. And I called the head of the English department at Mines. It was still the College of Mines. And he gave me a job on the spot.
That's wonderful.
And I taught there from 1947 until I retired in 1980.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So. When were you born?
Do I have to say? Of course I do. 1922. I was born in what was then the Providence Hospital, not the one that is presently the Providence Hospital,
mm-hmm,
in El Paso. And I'm a twin. I have a fraternal twin brother.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. And he's your only sibling?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. That's so interesting. Wow.
And he lives in Waco, and he has been associated with Baylor University for 1,000 years.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a, yeah, so what,
so we're
what
both
is,
academics.
He's a professor of?
History.
Mm-hmm. How neat.
Yeah.
What about your parents? How are they educated? You must come from
My mother, as I said, went to Baylor University, and my father went to Vanderbilt. And I don't really quite know why they came out here. I think a brother had come out here. I'm just not sure
mm-hmm.
why he came
mm-hmm.
out here. Oh, well, he came out here, I guess, because he got a job. You know, at the smelter, yeah.
Mm-hmm. what organizations do you belong to?
Well, not very many anymore. I'm a member of DAR, and I'm a member of the El Paso County Historical Society. In fact, after I retired, I edited their quarterly journal of regional history. It's called Password.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that for about 11 years, I believe, yes. And so let's see, I believe that's about all I'm a member of.
Mm-hmm.